Hello from Australia. My name is David Clark. Mr. Skorjinski has asked me to give you an idea and comparison about what I've seen of Poland these last 10 days and compare it a little bit with Australia. I come from Melbourne, Australia, which is down the south west of Australia, southeast, I'm sorry. And your lovely country, Poland, as well as Europe, it is so green and lush. It is lovely seeing all those beautiful trees and grass. In winter in Melbourne, Australia, and other parts, we can get reasonable green, but in the summer when it gets quite hot, the grass dies and goes yellow and it becomes very dry. Australia also has a lot of open spaces. We live mainly around the coastline, although there are towns and cities closer in. Also in Poland, you have a wonderful 1,000 years or more of history and culture. In Australia, we're only, as a nation and settlement, we're only 200 years old. So, of course, we don't have all this wonderful history and culture to the same extent you have here in Poland and Europe. You've got beautiful old buildings, churches, castles. We don't have castles in Australia. They didn't build them in the 200 years, but we do have some older buildings from the last 200 years, which can be similar to some of your buildings, but it is a beautiful city, beautiful country. I also noticed that the cars here, a lot more courtesy is shown. You go to cross a road and the cars nearly almost stop straight away. In Australia, they might let a couple of cars go through and then let someone will stop. Not all the time, but certainly you do it almost immediately. Also, I love coffee, but I'm afraid that in Europe, I've been struggling to get a very good coffee like we have in Melbourne. Melbourne, Australia, is known as the coffee capital of Australia, and in fact it rivals Italy with all their coffee. However, in Glavice I have found a lovely new cafe called Cafe Glamour, which is a lovely little decor in the cafe, but it's the best coffee I've had since leaving Australia. So that was certainly good. Cafe Glamour is in the street, or as you'd say, UL Siminskiego, if I can pronounce it properly. Also, your food here is reasonably similar to what we have in Australia, but it's a bit more spicy, a little bit more variety. In Australia, we do have a lot of you Europeans who have come over to live in Australia over the last 50 years, and they've brought the food, but basically it's similar, but your food I think is even more interesting. Now, surprisingly for you, we eat a lot of lamb because we have the sheep that roam, that we basically bred for wool and also for meat. So we do have a lot of that. We still have beef, pork is not anywhere near as common as you have here. And I must say, given our friends, I do love the bigos dish. And also, it's very good over here in Poland. A lot of English is spoken. There's generally someone who could speak a little bit of English or more, and makes it very easy for us when we're over in Europe. Because in Australia, back in the 1950s and 1960s, when I grew up, and even into the 70s, Australia is very isolated from the rest of the world, and still is, so really I can only speak English. We didn't have much need for speaking any other language. But now the children of today, they're learning other languages like Chinese, Japanese, even a bit of Indonesian, as well as the European languages. So that is a sort of a little bit of a summary. And hope that gives you a good comparison in a way between your beautiful country of Poland and Australia. Do come to Australia in years to come. It is, despite the comparisons, it's a big, wide, open country with fascinating different scenery. So, thank you. All the best. Goodbye.